recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. Get on, man. And welcome. And that's Drew over there.
Yeah, man. Get it on. Man.
Hey, happy 4th of July.
Yeah, how about that?
How about it? I like the 4th of July.
I do, too.
You have to live in the right community.
It's weird that it's the middle of the week. This it had to be right in the middle.
My, what's that mean?
It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know whether to take Monday and Tuesday off or Thursday.
Are you talking about Sunday or Saturday
night? Do you take one day off? It's like,
I don't know.
I took Tuesday off.
You did?
Radio, yeah.
Okay.
Not off this great podcast, though.
Yes, we never disappoint. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I fear eventually it's going to land in the middle of the week. I got to be careful, Drew. Mm. You got to be careful not to be one of these people. It's like, oh, every time I get my car washed, it rains. You know, like, is it every time or just kind of when's the last time? And then let's not just spin everything like it's some kind of, it's the 4th of July. I guess every 7 years or so it's going to land somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
All right.
That's all. I made
my peace with it, Drew.
All right, me too. Just don't know which day to take
In
off.
In two short all. Years, it'll be on a Friday, right?
Yes.
Yeah, then you can live again.
I don't think it works quite like that.
Doesn't?
No.
Where's it going to be 2 years from now? Is it going to be on a Friday?
Look it up.
I know there's leap year in there, so it's not quite that way, but in 2020, it should be on a Friday.
It says in 2020, it's going to be a Saturday.
Yeah, even better, Drew. Oh, no, then you're going to be mad. That's worse. Yeah. Is that because there's a leap year involved, or am I just screwing something up?
It seems like it. 18 is obviously Wednesday. Next year, it'll be Thursday, and then there must be a leap year because it jumps to Saturday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've never been righter in my life. I should just expire right now, knowing I've been so right. Working in the leap year premise.
Well done.
You know, doing the two-year math. Mm-hmm. All right, so 4th of July. I enjoy it because I live in a neighborhood that hangs the flags out and puts like the bunting out. And I live in a patriotic neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I like that. I like it feels good. It feels positive. And I always do with my kids, if I ever walk them around the neighborhood, I always go, great neighborhood, right? It's awesome, right? Look at this. And I just try to say that to them because why not?
Positive.
Yeah, why not be positive? All right. So, Drew, what are you doing? Heading down to the beach or something?
Yes, I am, in fact. I'm down in Laguna. That's right.
You got a beach house out there?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And has some with our family has a place there.
Uh-huh.
Had it since the 60s.
Smart.
Yeah, crazy.
Now, how did that work, your dad being all cheap and everything?
Oh, let's put it this way. If he, if he had bought something 200 yards south, he'd be a millionaire just from that property. It's just because he bought a little condominium instead of the property that was – he bought the condominium for $60,000 instead of the property for $120,000.
Right.
Yeah.
So even though the condo is probably worth $3 or $4 million now and whatever, and it's all gravy, and I'm gonna ask you, much like we started the show, speaking to a guy who has zero condos in his family and zero people who own property, although – it is always ironic that both my mom and dad want to get to the beach. My dad literally goes, like, I want to live at the beach. And it's like, all right. But he can't because he's never made any money or saved any money. But that is a weird thing. It's sort of like I put a bet down for $5 and hit the exacta, the horse track. And it's like, oh, if you'd only bet $8 or $10, you'd be rich, you know, or whatever it is. Then there's that life.
Yeah.
But your dad paid $60,000 for this thing in the 60s.
Yeah.
Even that's still something in the 60s, and it still involves enjoyment or whatever. Yeah. Is your mom spearheading that, or is that your dad's idea?
My dad.
So
that was his dream.
To have a summer place by the beach.
Yeah. And he went down there every weekend, as long as I can remember.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I have property on Anacortes Island in above the Puget Sound, And it was always my thought to build a summer retreat in a beautiful neighborhood. But there's nobody who I live with who has any thoughts about building that property.
Yeah.
And I'm not doing it alone, so I can't convince any Lynette or any of the kids that this would be a fun project to work on. So weirdly, I'm not going to do it. But I should probably just sell the property, right?
I don't know. I mean, unless it's, I don't know. It's a weird question. I guess you could, because you like building things, you could always build a rental thing out there or something.
Yeah, but I got 70 other things
I'm doing. I guess sell it. Yeah, you should sell it.
All right.
It's not doing much.
It's not doing anything.
I mean,
no, I know. So I live in a very weird world where I'm like, go on the internet, pick out a house, I'll put it on that property. Like, no. Mm. Not interested. Hey, Will, 35, from Georgia. Will?
What's going on, man?
What's going on?
What's going on? I've been listening to you all since I was like 12 on Loveline.
Thank you. What's going on?
So me and my wife, we've been separated like a little over a year now. And we got two young kids. And, hang on. And obviously, I want to get back together and live with my kids and all that.
You do want to get back together.
And she's kind of on and off about it, but we've been sleeping together, like, you know, a couple times a week, pretty much, you know, the past, like, 8 months or so. And I don't know if that's just making us stay in the situation we are or if it's going to help us get back together. Like, I don't know how to handle this.
I mean, the vast majority of couples that separate don't make it. Why'd you guys separate?
I mean, when we were dating and before we got married and all that, we were both kind of like on and off opiate addicts. And then when she got pregnant, you know, we got treatment and all that. And I ended up having to stay on Suboxone like the whole time, but I just didn't tell her I was on it, and then she found it, like, a couple years later, you know what I mean?
And she's totally sober.
No, she's on Suboxone, too, but I just kind of lied about it.
Okay, well.
This is a little bit vexing. The man wants to get back together and keep the family together. The woman doesn't want that, but she wants to have sex with him.
I just love my kids to death, man, you know?
Like, I get it. This does feel like there's some substance here going on. This is very unlike mommy behavior, unless there's something you're leaving out.
About his behavior.
Yes.
Yeah, which I think is so.
Something you're leaving out?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, I was lying the whole time about, she thought I was clean, but I was going to a doctor and I was on buprenorphine. And then, like, I would try here and there to get off it myself. And, you know, I do heroin.
Yeah, he's BSing us and all. Stop it. You're all over the place. Okay, so you're chipping and slipping and sliding. You're all over the place. Lately. But here's why I know you're sort of not telling us the whole story, which is, why would it not have been okay for her, if she's on Suboxone, for you also to be on Suboxone? It makes no sense. Therefore, there's a lot more to this story. Plus the fact that you're using other drugs, you're using heroin, you weren't staying sober. She may have to get rid of you just to save her life so she can stay sober. Is that how she looks at it?
It's okay to her that I'm on Suboxone. Her whole thing is that, like, I lied. And then, you know.
But if it's okay, listen to me. If it's okay with her that you're on Suboxone, why did you lie?
You know, she was pregnant. And she was trying to come off it so our baby wouldn't be born on it.
Right, by taking Suboxone. Suboxone. So why did you lie?
Matt answer the question. Yes.
No, when she got pregnant, we were trying to not be on anything at all.
Hmm. Yeah, all right. Look, hey, well, what if I asked her why she doesn't want to be married to you? What would she say? Because when I was pregnant, he took Suboxone.
I had mood swings.
Huh?
Say I had like mood swings. And,
well, why
and
would she say? But you're talking about Suboxone and lying, and now she's talking about mood swings.
Well, yeah, because once that started everything, then she brought up like every bad thing I've ever done in our past.
Yeah. All right. So she'd say mood swings, and what else would she say?
And she said, you know, basically our whole marriage was a lie because I was going to the doctor the whole time.
Hold on a second. You know, it's a weird thing. Mm. It's like, you know how you love that movie Con Air?
Mm-hmm. Not really, but yes.
But you're always talking about Con
always,
Air?
Constantly.
Con Air, they had a problem to overcome.
Mm.
The problem they had to overcome was he's decorated military guy. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So is what the hell's his name? Geralt, tell me. Got too many names in my head. Nick Cage.
Yeah.
Nick Cage is a decorated veteran. He's a great dad to be and a loving patriot.
Of course.
Right?
Of course he is.
How do we get that guy in jail for 8 years? He's a good guy.
Right.
Can't be hooked on heroin and stabbed a woman in a supermarket when he's out of his mind. That's a bad guy.
Right.
So we got to do this thing where it's like we got to take this guy. He's a hero. And we got to put him in jail.
Right. Cameron Poe.
Cameron Poe was his name. Sorry. All right. Do your piece, and then I'll tell you how.
All right. I'm very excited about this, too. ButcherBox.
Mm.
They dropped some stuff out of my house, man. I have been in high-quality, healthy protein ever since. 100% grass-fed, finished beef, free-range organic chicken, heritage breed pork.
Yeah.
Right to your door, dry ice, threw it in the freezer. Bacon for life. And their bacon is no BS. I'm telling you something. You had their bacon? It's thick cut, low. It's center cut. It's great.
I had their chicken last night.
Oh, my God.
And I got an auxiliary fridge and put it in the garage because of ButcherBox.
Yes. I recommend it. I recommend everyone get a ButcherBox fridge, too, because you can't go wrong with this. Free shipping anywhere in the 48 states. Tremendous taste difference between animals raised on pasture versus concentrated feedlots. And for one more week, all new customers will receive free bacon for life. This is crazy. $10 off when you go to ButcherBox.com. Use the discount code Adam. I think I have some of the bacon in my bag right now. Let's see if I have this. No, I'd say what I have is their steak, because I took a steak.
You're going to get attacked by coyotes on your way to the car.
I am. It's so good.
bag of bacon.
But really, I just throw stuff out of the freezer into the refrigerator and then cook it up later in the day. It's fantastic.
What happened to Drew? He was pecked to death by seagulls.
I didn't care.
He didn't care.
I was in ButcherBox
walking around
heaven.
With this bag of bacon, and they just came. Like, you know what? Corner said, best just leave this one unsolved.
He said he was happy.
Said he died doing what he loved, transporting bacon.
ButcherBox.com.
So
promo
Cameron,
code Adam.
Promo code Adam.
Yeah.
So.
Cameron whatever.
Poe. Nick Cage.
Yeah.
We had to get him in jail.
Yeah.
But he couldn't do a bad thing because he stars in a movie.
Frame him.
He basically had some townies jump him in a parking lot, pull the knife. Next thing you know, they're all laying there because he's a killing machine. And the judge is going, with your advanced training, you should have known. And it's like, a bunch of drunken townies like literally jumped on him in a parking lot and he defended himself. But anyway, that's what we got. Well, that's what Will is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Will has done a bunch of things, but he's making a movie.
Yeah.
And the movie is, I'm a good guy. I was just on Suboxone, and I was quietly doing it while my wife was pregnant. And then when she found out, she said, no deal, and pulled the plug on the relationship. And it's like, you keep saying, wait a minute, she was on Suboxone or eventually got on Suboxone. Yeah. And you're both recovering addicts who are trying to get off the stuff from Mexico and get on the stuff from Pfizer. And what do we – why are you being punished so needlessly? And then they do what they do, which is – like the people we talk to all the time, like my boyfriend's in jail for what? Nothing. What did he do? Parole violation. Yeah. What did he do? But why? He wasn't born on parole. What did he do to get on parole?
Yeah.
Oh, he stabbed a zookeeper.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But he had to.
But
saving
all
him from
did
a
was,
rhino
was steal a bag of Funyuns. Yeah, I know. But first, he got on parole by stabbing somebody.
Right.
That's the thing. Now they don't even defend that. So what Will over there was doing is he just kept I don't know. It's addict behavior.
Yes, it's
kind of kept going back to.
And so.
And then if you're stupid, like you're not like me and Drew, you go, well, all you did was try to maintain, you know, the best sobriety you could, supervised by a physician, and she won't let you back into you and your children's life because of it. No, he did 1,000 things.
So they're still sleeping together. She's ambivalent. It's great that you want to be back together for your kids, but both of you are going to have to get very, very honest. You both need a lot of treatment. You both have severe addictions. Suboxone is not the answer. It's a temporizing measure. Maybe you guys got to start going to some meetings, get your own sponsors, get your own therapist, and see if you guys can sort this stuff out.
Agreed. Stu, 37 from Manhattan.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going
on? I can't
believe
you took my call. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm calling a lot of the same shit as the last guy, but I don't do drugs. And I'm kind of sick of hearing all these Suboxone bullshit and all that. But anyway, yeah, I'm married.
Stu sounds like a delight.
He is a delight. I like Stu. I know what he's getting at. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Stu.
All right. Yeah. So I live, you know, I've been married 8 years, and we have a 3- and a 5-year-old. Boys who I love to death, they're fucking awesome. I mean, they're the most competitive boys in the world. They try to kick ass at everything they do, BMX, baseball, everything, and they do it. And I got pictures to prove it. But basically, my wife, after having our first son, her mood started changing, and you know, I've been begging her to go to the doctor forever, and finally she, you know, did after our second child, but this is like last year, so it's, you know, about 5 years of going through this bullshit. But turns out, you know, she does have some hormonal issues. She's actually having surgery on her parathyroid.
Oh, wow.
And, they did a bunch of scanning and ultrasounds and CTs, and so they found growths on her parathyroid. They don't know how much they're going to take out yet, but next week they're going to do it. I'm praying to God it's going to change her mood, because we haven't had sex in like a year.
Well, hold on. What would it do to her mood?
Well, parathyroids modulate your calcium metabolism. Probably not much, but sometimes people with parathyroid adenomas have other endocrine disturbances along with it. It's called the multiple endocrine neoplasia.
And are you a real doctor?
And I'm wondering.
I just love doctor.
And I'm wondering if she has that by any possibility. So they have to look around for that. I'm sure she has an endocrinologist because they have to really deal with her calcium metabolism after the adenoma is removed. And they can, at this age group, an adenoma is kind of a big deal. But it's all. There's a lot more going on here. I mean, get couples counseling, Stu. At least, you know.
Hold on a second. Stu. No, I'm trying to get
hold
Stu.
Of the there you
go. Hi.
Stu, yeah. All right. Are you a little bit drunk?
Yeah. I just took a 2-hour train ride from Manhattan, but yeah.
I get it. I'm not judging. No, listen. Public transportation. You see what's going on these airplanes these days? You'd be a fool not to be drunk. Even Dr. Drew's handing out the travelers when people get on these planes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, never be sober on a plane when you see what's going on. Dogs shitting everywhere, middle-aged women breaking down, screaming at everybody.
Yeah.
Asian doctors being dragged off the plane. Like, you want to be sober for that mess?
No.
No.
No way.
All right. So, Stu. You got some energy yourself. We're hoping she figures things out. But what's the question? You had a second part to this question?
Yeah, I did. So there's this girl that I never really talked to, but always hung out with my crew about 10 years ago. And she was dating somebody I really didn't even like anyway. I was dating another girl anyway, too, but she would always give me these looks. And then I hooked up with her. Well, I started talking to her on Facebook. She's in Florida now with some detective or whatever. Hopefully they're not listening to this, but... anyway, she's been like, we've been like chatting because obviously I'm not getting what I need in my marriage, and she's telling me everything I want to hear. Like, it's almost like she's got to be bullshitting because like the stuff she's saying is, it's like, okay, she agrees and adds on to exactly what I want to hear.
Maybe she just went to the groundlings.
Not only that.
Yeah.
Or she's just manipulating you, and I don't know why. I feel like you're getting sucked into something that could be problematic. But be that as it may, please just work on this marriage. On behalf of your kids, get a couples counselor out of this surgery. Mention to the surgeon that this is a lot to deal with. Can they refer you to somebody? And she's not been right, or moods have been off. You know, just really get this going. There's no reason why you guys shouldn't be able to reconnect. There's something up with her biologically. I can't tell you how frequently those kinds of phenomena disrupt marriages. And if you're not patient with that and work on treating that, it's a grave error. It's an error not to try to help that person who has a biological problem get themselves back so their relationship can be restored. Please try it on behalf of your kids.
Yeah, I agree with Drew. And at least, you know, she's undergoing a procedure, and it's a nice way to sort of segue into some counseling.
Yeah, and you want to really, you want to undermine this relationship when she's having us, you know, somebody open her neck up to? I mean, it's like, come on, what kind of guy are you? You're better than that.
And you got those kids that kick ass at BMX, baseball, and badminton. I guess only things that start with a B, as far as I can tell. Maybe what? You could bring a little love back into the relationship with some KY Duration. Happy couples talk about what they need in the bedroom. That's why they always use KY Duration. Many men want to last longer to satisfy their partner and use tricks to distract themselves from enjoying the moment, thinking about baseball, and grandma, and Vietnam. No more of that. KY Duration, it's an endurance enhancer. It helps men temporarily prolong the time until ejaculation. Designed by the experts at KY, it has a FDA-approved active ingredient to help him take control so that he can extend the pleasure for both. So why wouldn't you do that? Grab a little KY, extend that pleasure, and you both be thanking me for it. Right, Drew?
That's right. Pick up your KY Duration today. Available at all major retailers, drug and grocery stores, and online through Amazon. KY Duration is an OTC product. Use as directed.
All right, let's see. Got a correlation between amnesia.
Let's talk about it.
And memory loss.
No, anesthesia.
Oh, anesthesia. Sorry, I've gone memory loss.
Yeah.
Anesthesia and memory loss. Go ahead, Peter. 26.
Hey, it's I guess more broadly, it was a surgery. So my grandmother is 78 years old, and a couple years ago, she had one hip replaced. And my mom noticed that her memory had, like, after that was pretty diminished. She would start, like, forgetting where she put her glasses and stuff like that. Nothing too big. And then this most recent year, back in 2017, November, she had her other hip replaced. And now it's gotten to the point where she can't remember addresses, or she'll set her glasses down, turn around and forget where they are.
Okay.
Like, she can't remember where she put anything.
All right. So there is a specific, I don't want to call it anesthesia, but surgical complication that causes memory problems and cognitive difficulties. It's when people have coronary bypass surgery and they put them on the cardiac pump, the bypass pump.
Mm-hmm.
They get what's called pump brain. Oh. Which is people, young people, then come out of that surgery with months of difficulty.
Why?
Because your brain was cut off from blood for a period of time while they put you on the pump.
Oh, I see.
And and the pump is not a perfect instrument in terms of supplying blood to the brain, as opposed to your heart, which is attuned to all the physiology of your body. Mm. Now, what you're describing is something different. Elderly patients can have a drop in their cognition from any stress, anything, an emotional stress, an infection, a surgery, a whatever. Now, if it is just a temporary phenomenon from the stress of the illness, their cognition returns within a few months. If somebody has a dementia, each of those things is a step down. So dementia progresses in sort of a step. It typically isn't just like a slow decline. It sort of steps down, and it's common for people with underlying Alzheimer's and other dementias to have a step down after a surgery that they don't recover from. So what you're describing, Peter, is somebody with a dementia, and she needs to see a neurologist for sure. The surgery is contributing by causing these little step downs, but the underlying process is still there. Make sense? Peter?
That does. She had a pacemaker put in a few years ago. I totally forgot about.
That's
until
not,
you mentioned it. Would that be?
She has dementia. I guarantee you. She has dementia, and she's just deteriorating with each of these stressors. And that's that. Sorry.
I was thinking about me.
You and your dementia?
I'm
thinking about True Car. You hold your thought.
Okay.
That's right. Another tip. I don't know how you couldn't know this, but it's a tip. People get used cars from True Car, Certified Dealer Network. Used cars, nationwide inventory, nearly a million used cars. That's right. You're going to enjoy real pricing on actual inventory. That is to say, you see what others pay, new or used, so you get to have a simpler buying experience because you know what people pay. You lock in a price for an actual vehicle on a True Car Certified Dealer's lot, whether it's new or used. That's the tip. The tip is you enjoy a faster buying experience when you connect with a True Car Certified Dealer. That's right. You see the scattergram. You know what others paid. You are educated when you lock in that price. And you know you're getting a good deal before you're buying. And you know it's actual inventory on a True Car Certified Dealer's lot. Faster buying experience. Simpler buying experience. Whether you're ready to buy, when you're ready to buy new or used, check out True Car and also enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. So what are you saying?
I spray painted my second earbud, MacBud case today because everyone in my house has the same thing and they all get confused.
They have little things you can put, like leather and things you can put over the cases.
Or I could spray paint it.
Or you spray paint it, yeah.
And I spray painted my last one, but I could have lost it, but I couldn't tell because I was in Austin and Mike August packed up my room because it was a gig and we're running late for the airport and he showed up with my backpack. And when I opened my backpack, I couldn't find my earbuds, but I still could have lost them somehow. That didn't have to do with him. I don't want to completely externalize, but I painted my next set and I realized I don't think the other three people I live with will ever modify theirs. They will just continuously confuse each other's with each other.
You know that.
I spray painted my first set within a week and the second set within like a month.
I purchased a little casing for it. But let me tell you something. This is a mystery. This is a mystery of nature. The top is sort of – it has a snap to it, right? It's sort of – it's a magnet.
It's a magnet.
All right. So to open it in your pocket, not easy, right? To have it spontaneously open, sort of difficult.
Yes, and, it never happened to me.
And then they're locked in by magnet also, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I had one open, pop out, and lost out of my pocket.
Really?
You guys didn't find an extra bud here, did you, by any chance, AirPod?
I haven't seen one, no.
Then I was so bummed out about that, I decided I got to replace this. My OCD kicked in. It took me an hour and a half on the phone with Apple to buy a single AirPod. The world is not set up to buy a single AirPod.
Mm.
But I decided it had to be.
Now, do you walk around with two of them in?
I know you're the one guy. You convinced me that, but sometimes I'll wear two. That's OCD. It's me.
Well, I put the one in because the other ones can charge.
I know. And now I've got two, so I adopt the Corolla principle. I do. Mm. I do that.
As long as you adopt the Corolla principle.
Yeah.
I went with a shade of pewter on my, that's my cool. latest one.
That's kind
of
nice.
It's whatever I got in the garage.
I was going to say, you don't have to go and buy pewter, did you?
No, my other one was green. Mm. Just anything that's not what everyone else in my house has. I put an X on it with a Sharpie, but it didn't last long.
No.
If you're going to paint them, scuff them first.
Yeah, because they're slick.
Yeah, give them a little scuff. Yeah. But even if the paint starts wearing off, it's still going to look dramatically different than everyone I live with. And that's my only goal. All right. Your goal should be check out a live podcast by going to adamcarolla.com and seeing when we're coming to Thousand Oaks and in Pasadena and then Seattle, the Moore Theater, and go to Chassis. Pre-order Uppity. We're very proud of this movie. And I think we'll deliver them probably about the middle of this month, so check that out. Indian Wrecking Crew, narrated by Jay Leno.
Hmm.
You know what I love about Jay Leno? Mm-hmm. I contacted Jay Leno, and I said, hey, Indian Wrecking Crew. Nah. I said, the guys who made the movie said you were going to do the narration. No. I said, can you do that? Nah. I said, okay. And we did it 3 days later.
Nice.
And the great Jay Leno once said to me, It doesn't have to be that difficult. It can be easy.
Yeah.
Or you can get a publicist, and it can be really fucking hard. So I like the no publicist route. But that's me. Drew, what do you got?
Go to drew.com. Check the family pods there. We got it all there. Please, I need the support of the Corolla Empire. Be a part of it.
And check out No Excuses with my friend John Taffer. Podcast One, an Apple podcast. You can download No Excuses every Tuesday. Podcast One. Until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This is Corolla Digital.